For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Longtime Inland Empire economist John Husing put out his latest economic forecast Tuesday with a prediction that during 2021, the region will regain most jobs lost during the COVID-19 pandemic. KVCR's Megan Jamerson has more.
Leading the recovery this year will be growth in logistics, construction, and healthcare, says Husing. According to Inland News Today, Husing predicts 2021 will see jobs numbers just below pre-pandemic or 2019 levels. Lower-paying sectors like retail, service, and tourism were hit hardest by the pandemic, with over 65,000 jobs lost in 2020. Husing notes this has worsened the region's income inequality. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.
Governor Gavin Newsom says California will likely relax face mask requirements in outdoor settings on June 15th, when many business restrictions are set to be lifted. But for now, indoor mask requirements will stay.
For indoor activities, we will still have likely some mask guidelines and mandates, but we hope sooner than later that those will be lifted as well.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, says federal mask guidance may ease as more people are vaccinated. Newsom says California will continue to conform its mask rules with federal guidelines. A new proposal by Governor Gavin Newsom would fund transitional kindergarten and behavioral health services for all California students. Currently, only children with fall birthdays are eligible for the transitional kindergarten program. The $20 billion package would also create college savings accounts for millions of low-income K-12 students.
Seeding it with $500 foster and homeless use, an additional $500. No state in American history has ever done anything like this at the scale we are committing to do it.
Newsom says students are more likely to go to college if they have even a small amount of savings. The governor pitched the education plan at an elementary school in Monterey County as part of a statewide tour promoting his economic recovery package. California is expecting a $75 billion budget surplus this year. Tax filing day is coming up on May 17th. Federal and California officials extended the deadline for the 2020 year because of the pandemic. Lower-income Californians bringing in less than $30,000, or in some cases less than $75,000, are eligible for new tax credits this year through the Golden State Stimulus Program. Mandy Irvin is with United Way's California, which advocates for low-income families.
You know, we live in a very expensive state. We also have been dealing with a pandemic the last year, and we know it's been really tough for a lot of families. So go claim that money. It belongs to you. You can use that money for whatever you want.
Irvin says families can receive up to $1,200 through the return. And there are about a million families in California who have yet to claim the credit. Eight convicted felons were arrested Wednesday for parole and probation violations during a compliance sweep in the San Jacinto area that also turned up illegal drugs and guns. Authorities say the operation was carried out by Riverside County Sheriff's Department SWAT and K-9 deputies, as well as county probation officers, anti-gang personnel, and Saboba Reservation Tribal Police. 19 residences and 27 parolees and probationers were targeted. Police say the majority of those contacted were in compliance with their release terms. Court documents say two Los Angeles County firefighters could be fired and a third suspended after first responders took and shared graphic photos from the site of the helicopter crash that killed Kobe Bryant, his teenage daughter, and seven others. The documents were filed Monday as part of widow Vanessa Bryant's federal lawsuit against Los Angeles County that alleges invasion of privacy. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.